all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Morrilton 36-30. Still getting their last second instructions from Coach Fulcher. Now they are ready to come out on the floor for these last 8 minutes. Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline as we are about ready to get started back up. Bashirs takes the ball from the official and throws it into the backcourt to Peters, and we're back underway. Peters gets across the timeline, gives to Benton, who will set up the offense. Morrilton in a man-to-man. Ball goes to Benton, goes to the left wing, now to the corner. Throws it to Waymar on the right side. Up top to Bashirs. Over to Peters on the right wing. Now Peters throws it up top to Dichi. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound controlled by Dillard. He's quickly back the other way for the Devil Dogs. Going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Lakin Dillard with 8 points now, and it's a four-point game once again. 36-32, Bombers leading it. We are 37 seconds into this final quarter. Ball goes into the front court to Peters. He has it on the right wing. Takes the screen, dribbles up to the top, gives it to Dichi at the elbow. Over to Bashirs on the left wing. He's going to dribble up toward the top, gives it to Peters on the right side. Over to Benton near the corner. Benton throws it cross court to Bashirs, to Peters. He's going to go into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Colton Peters now with 8 points. 38-32, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 7 minutes left to play. Dillard has the ball on the left wing. Now takes the screen. Gives it to Washington on the right side. Washington's going to dribble toward the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Rasheed Washington with his first 2 points of the night. 38-34, Mountain Home on top. A little over 6.5 minutes left. Peters has the ball across the timeline. Drills to the right wing. Takes the screen from Waymar. Now gives it to Dichi. Over to Benton on the left wing. Thought about three. Now he's going to go towards the lane. Kicks it to Peters on the right side. He goes into the lane for the layup. No good. But a blocking foul, and I believe two shots are going to come up for Colton Peters. That foul is on Xavier Wright. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number three. Against Mountain Home. Garrett Dichi's going to take a seat as he's, because he can't do that yet. He's got to wait till the first free throw is shot. So anyways, Colt Peters at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 8 points so far this evening. 6:12 left in the game as Peters' first free throw is up, rolls around, and does not go. And now Dichi's going to take a seat as he's replaced by Luke Cruz. Kind of hung on the rim there before it finally fell out there on that first free throw. Second shot for Peters is up and is good. He gets one of two. He now has 9 points. And it's a five-point game, 39-34, Mountain Home on top, 6:10 left of the final period. Dillard has the ball on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Lakin Dillard now in double figures with 11 points. And it's a two-point contest now. Mountain Home up 39-37, less than 6 minutes left. Here is Benton into the front court, dribbles toward the elbow, has the ball knocked away from him, stolen by Dillard. He's going to go back to the other way for the layup and a chance to tie it. He can't get it to go, though. Tipped around, though, by Morrilton. They couldn't get the follow to go. And this time it is Waymire with the rebound. Boy, Morrilton missing. Golden opportunity right there. Here is Cruz with the ball on the left wing. Over to Benton on the court in the corner, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throws it to Peters. Up top to Bashirs, who will set up the offense. Now Benton will have it between the circles. Takes the screen from Waymar. Benton will drill toward the left side. Gives it to Bashirs on the wing. Up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the left wing. He takes the screen, throws it up top to Cruz. over to Peters on the right side. 5 minutes left to play. Peters loses the handle of the ball for a moment, but gets it back. Now gives it to Bashirs over to Benton in the left corner. He's going to go into the lane. Go up for the layup. No good, and they're going to call a blocking foul. So two shots are coming up for Talon Benton. That foul is on Torian Kane. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Devil Dogs here in the second half. So Talon Benton at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 3 points so far this evening. 4:50 left to play in the game before he shoots the free throws. They need to wipe a little perspiration up off the floor. Make sure no slick spots. So Ben takes a ball from the official and will shoot his first free throw. First shot is up. Good. So he can make it a two-possession game once again if he gets this next one. 1 more free throw for Benton. Second shot is up, rolls around and goes in. He now has 5 points, and it's a 4-point game. Mounts home up 41-37 with less than 5 minutes left. Here is Dillard into the front court, has the ball on the right wing. Now he's going towards the lane, going up for the layup. Shot may have been partially blocked, but it goes in anyway. Lincoln Dillard now with 13 points. Here is Benton with the ball, gives it to Peters into the front court. He's being double-teamed, gives it back to Benton. Over to Bashirs on the left swing. Up top to Benton once again. Over to Cruz now. Finds Waymire on the low block going in for the layup. Off the glass and in. David Waymire now with 14 points. 43-39, two-possession game. Mounts home on top. 4:10 left in the game. Here's Dillard back the other way going to find Jones on the low block for the turnaround jumper off the glass and in, and Moulton's quickly going to take a timeout as Jones now has 8 points. We'll take it with him. 4:02 left to play in the game. It is Mount Home leading Moulton 43-41. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Moulton takes a timeout after the jumper there on the low block by Donald Jones, and to cut the margin back to 2 points, 43-41, Mount Elm on top with 4:02 left to play in this game. Now, both teams are out of 30-second timeouts now. Mount Elm has 2 full timeouts left, and Moulton still with all 3 of theirs. Bashir's inbounded in the backcourt, gets into Peters, and we're back underway. Peters will throw it to Benton, who gets it into the front court. Now finds Waymire on the low block for another layup. Good! 16 points for David Waymire, 45-41. Bombers leading it, 3:45 left to play in the game. Dillard with the ball on the right wing, throws it to Washington on the left side. He's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Colton Peters. 3.5 minutes left. Peters throws it into the front court to Benton. Has it on the left side. Now he's dribbling down towards the corner. Has the ball knocked away from him. Ball goes out of bounds. Wow, they're going to say it was last off Benton. I thought for sure that Moulton had knocked that out, but I guess the official might have had a better look at it than I did. Ball goes into the front court to right, over to Washington, back to right, over to Dillard on the right side. Dillard is going to throw it to Jones up top. Now Jones going into the lane for the layup. No good, but a late foul called on David Waymire. And 2 shots are coming up for the Devil Dogs. And now a technical foul, I think, just got called on Mountain Home. Yes, it is. And Dave Waymire picked up first the personal foul, and then he got called for a technical foul, which is also a personal. That's 2 quick fouls on him. 15th foul. So Donald Jones first going to shoot his two free throws. And then two more shots will be coming up for Moralton, and they'll keep possession of it with 3:02 left to play in the game. Second shot for Jones, good. He gets one of two on that trip. He now has 9 points, and he's going to stay at the line for the next two shots as well. 3:02 left to play again. First free throw is up and in. And one more throw for Jones. He misses the second, so it will be a two-point lead for Mountain Home with 3:02 left. Moralton will keep possession again after the technical foul. Now it says four team fouls on Mountain Home, but I think it should actually be five because technicals do count as personals and team fouls. Here is Dillard taking the inbound pass, giving it to Jones. Now he's going to go into the lane for the layup, and a late charge call, so wave off the basket. That is Donald Jones picking up his first personal foul, team foul number five, against the Devil Dogs here in the second half. 2:51 left to play. Ben takes the inbound pass as Mountain Home leads by two. 45-43 is our score. Peters into the front court now, throws up top to Benton, who will set up the offense. By the way, Waymire came out of the game right after his technical foul. Now ball goes up top to Cruz, who checked in for Waymire. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. He dribbles up toward the top, now goes back to the left side. Over to the elbow, now kicks out to Benton up on the right side, up top to Bashir's. Over to Peters on the right side, 2:19 left in the game. Peters drills up between the circles. Tries to give it to Cruz, he couldn't handle the pass. Ball goes out of bounds and Mountain Home will turn it over with 2:12 left in the game. Checking in for the Devil Dogs is Jansen Bell as he replaces Torian Kane. Moralton with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. It is a two-point lead for the Bombers right now. 45-43 is our score. Bell will take the inbound pass from Jones and walk it into the front court. Jones has it up at the top. Ball goes over on the right side to Wright. He'll take the screen. Now give it back to Bell. Bell dribbles back up to the top. Less than 2 minutes left to play in this one. Bell has it on the right wing now. Takes the screen from Washington. Now goes back up top. Over to Jones now, near the elbow. Jones going to go into the lane for the layup. No good, but will draw plenty of contact and head back to the free throw line with 1:39 left in the game. That foul, I believe, is on Colton Peters. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number six against Mountain Home. The next one will put the Devil Dogs in the bonus. Donald Jones back at the free throw line, where so far he is 3 of 6. With 10 points. First shot is up and in. He gets this next one. We'll be tied up. Second free throw for Jones. Good. He now has 12, and it's tied up at 45 with 1:39 left to play. Benton takes the inbound pass from Bashir's. Being double teamed in the backcourt, gives it back to Bashir's. Back over to Benton. And he's going to get it to Cruz in the front court. Now to Deech, going into the lane for the layup. No good, but he draws contact and will head to the charity stripe with 1:26 left. That foul is on Jansen Bell, his second personal foul. Team foul number six against Moralton. Garrett Deech at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 8 points so far this evening with it, and has another chance to give Mountain Home the lead right back. First shot is up. Good. Nothing but net. So Bombers back on top with that first free throw. One more free throw for Adichie. Second shot is up. Rolls around, does not go. Gets one of two. Rebound controlled by Jones. 1 point lead for Mountain Home. And now that may change quickly. Jones went back the other way quickly for the layup. He couldn't get it to go, but he was fouled by Garrett Adichie, and so he's going to go right back to the free throw line. Garrett Adichie picks up his third personal foul. That does put Morrilton in the bonus, but these are going to be two shots regardless with 1:20 left of the game. First free throw is up and in, so that ties it back up. But now he has a chance to give the Devil Dogs a lead for the first time tonight. Second shot for Jones. Good. And Morrilton is on top with 1:20 left. 47-46. Bombers trail the Devil Dogs. Ben takes inbound pass, gets into the front court. He's going to be fouled in the back court and go to the line for the 1-1. Jansen Bell picks up his third personal foul. That does put Mount Sonoma in the bonus. So again, it's a 1-1 for Talon Benton. He has so far 2-of-2 from the free throw line with 5 points. First shot for Benton is good. So he'll earn the bonus on this one. And that ties the game back up. Dietschy's going to check out of the game to be replaced by David Waymire with 1:15 left. And Tim Benton has one more free throw. And second shot is up. No good. And so it'll be a tie game at 47-all with 1:15 left. Morrilton got the rebound. Here's Bell into the front court. Throws over to Dillard on the left wing, and now Morrilton's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 1:04 left to play in the game. Mount Sonoma and Morrilton knotted up at 47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
Well, Morrilton takes that timeout with 1:04 left to play in the game. They will inbound it with them being tied at, with Mountain Home at 47-all. Here is Bell with the ball at the top. Now gives it to Washington over to Wright on the left wing. Up top to Jones. Over to Dillard now. They may hold this ball and try to get a shot closer to the end of the contest. Right now, Dillard's just dribbling out there near the half-court line with 37 seconds left. No one's going out there on him. Dillard's still dribbling 30 seconds, and that's really all he's doing. They're going to wait this out and try to get something closer to the end of the game to try to keep Mountain Home from trying to get anything later. They're going to have to make a move for too long, though. Now they're going to take another timeout and try to set up one last play, Morrilton is, and we'll take it with them. 10.7 seconds left. Mount Sonoma and Morrilton knotted up at 47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Well, they ended up putting a little more time back on the clock, 0.6 of a second to be exact. There's now 11.3 seconds left. Matt Morrilton inbounds it as we're tied up at 47. Diller takes an inbound pass, throws it to Bell. 7 seconds, throws over to Wright. 4 seconds, Bell has it once again. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. He will not get to go, and we are going to go into overtime. And they will put 4 more minutes back on the clock, and we will take a break. Our score at the end of regulation, Mountain Home 47, Morrilton 47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
So we have 4 more minutes to play in this one as Mountain Home and Morrilton will go into overtime, knotted up at 47 each. So far, Mountain Home's leading scorer is David Waymire with 16 points. Morrilton has 2 players in double figures, Donald Jones with 14, 8 of those coming in the final quarter, and a 13 for Lakin Dillard. And he's had the 3 threes in this in the second half. Both teams come back out on the floor. As we get ready to tip this one back up, it will be David Waymire jumping center for Mountain Home, and for Morrilton, Donald Jones will try to win the tip. Official comes to center court with the ball. We are about ready to start overtime. Ball's up in the air, and the tip was, David Waymire, but it was chased down by Washington, so Morrilton will start off overtime with this possession. They are moving right to left here. Moving right to left here in the second half and also in this overtime period. Ball goes over to Dillard on the right wing. Up top to Jones. Now Jones going to go down into lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Donald Jones now with 16 points. And Morrilton strikes first in this extra period. Benton into the front court. Yeah, he's going to go into the lane for the layup, but I think they're going to call a foul on the floor well before the shot, so I think a one-and-one is going to be coming up. That foul is on Xavier Wright, his 3rd personal foul, team foul number 8 against Morrilton. They did call that on the floor, so this will be a one-and-one for Talon Benton. He is so far 3-4 from the free throw line with 6 points. 3:26 left to play in this overtime as Benton's first free throw is up and in. Rolls around and goes in, so he earns the bonus. And he can tie it back up with this second shot. Second free throw for Benton is up and in. So we're tied back up at 49, 3:26 left. By the way, this is the second straight overtime game for Mountain Home. Last Tuesday night, they lost to Valonia by a point, 54-53. Ball's with Bell up at the top between the circles. Over to Washington on the right wing. Back up top to Bell. Over to Wright on the right wing now. He'll dribble up toward the top, gives it to Dillard. Up top to Washington. Over to Bell. Bell dribbles toward the top, now goes to the right wing, gives it there to Wright. Wright's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. Good. Xavier Wright now double figures with 11 points. 51-49, Devil Dogs leading it. 2:40 left in the overtime period. Peters brings it into the front court. Finds Cruz at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Bashirs on the right wing. Almost lost the handle of it, but now is able to keep possession of it. Ball goes over to Benton on the left side. Down a low block to David Waymire. Up top to Peters. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Jones. Jones quickly back the other way for the Devil Dogs. He's going into the lane for the layup. in and out, no good, and a late foul called on David Waymire. It seemed like she was waiting for to see if the ball would go in the basket before she called it. That was Waymire's third personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. So Donald Jones back at the free throw line. First shot for Jones, no good. He has one more coming. 2:14 left to play in this overtime period. Lou Cruz is going to check out to be replaced by Garrett Deechee. So Jones does have one more free throw. It will stay a one-possession game regardless of whether or not he hits it. Second shot for Jones is up. Good. He gets one of two. He now has 15. 52-49, Morrilton leading it. Again, 2:14 left in overtime. Here is Benton into the front court. On the left side, he's going into lane. Now kicks out to Bashirs in the right corner. His three-pointer is up and in! Hunter Bashirs with his first three of the night. He now has 5 points. We're tied up at 52. Less than 2 minutes left. Back the other way. Dillard going to pull up for the three-pointer. He can't get it to go. And the rebound is controlled by David Waymire. And Mount Home has a chance to take their first lead of overtime as they have possession. And they're going to keep possession. It looks like ball just went off the foot of a Devil Dog. That's a kickball call. So Mount Home's going to inbound once again. Jansen Bell checks out of the game, replaced by Torian Kane from Morrilton. 1:51 left in overtime. And another kickball is going to be called on Morrilton as it goes off the leg of Xavier Wright on the inbound pass. So Bashirs will inbound on the baseline once again. Gets into Benton, who will bring it into the front court. Benton has it on the right wing. Takes the screen from Waymire. Throws up top to Deechee. Over to Peters on the left side. Gives up top to Waymire. Back over to Peters on the left. Now Peters dribbles up between the circles. Goes over to the right wing. Gives it there to Benton. Benton will drill toward the corner. Now throws it to Bashirs on the left side. Now gives it up top to Deechee. Over to Bashirs on the right wing. Tried to give it to Waymire. Tried to force it down there. He really shouldn't have done that because he was well covered. And Morrilton comes up with the steal. Back the other way. Right into the front court. Throws it to Dillard, who will set up the offense. 1:06 left in this overtime period. We're tied up at 52. Dillard finds Jones on the right side. Now gives it to Washington on the left wing. Up top to Wright. Back over to Jones. Now he's going to go down into the lane for the layup. Rolls around, does not go. Tip up by Kane. He can't get it to go. May have been partially blocked. This time Peters comes up with the basketball, and back come the Bombers with another chance to take their first lead of overtime. 39 seconds left in this period. Again, we're tied up at 52. Peters has up at the top, trying to avoid the five-second call, and finally does by getting it to Benton. Now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 27.3 seconds left of overtime. Mountain Home and Morrilton knotted up at 52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Well, Morrilton comes out on the floor. Mount Tom still getting their last-second instructions from head coach Josh Fulcher. 27.3 seconds left in this overtime period. By the way, both teams in the extra period get an extra timeout. So we're tied up at 52. Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass here on the near sideline, actually right next to me. He'll take the ball from the official. He'll throw it into Benton, and we're back underway for these last 27 seconds of this overtime period. And now Benton gets it into the front court. They may try to hold for the last shot. Well, just as I say that, Benton has the ball knocked away from him by Dillard. Back comes the Devil Dogs. Now Dillard has it knocked away. It goes out of bounds and last touched by Mounts by Benton. And Morrilton will inbound it on the far sideline. But first, Mount Holmes going to take another timeout. We'll take it with them. They're going to put – right now it says 9.7 on the clock, but I think they're going to put some more time up. So we'll figure that out in a moment. Our score, Mount Holmes and Morrilton knotted up at 52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, here's the situation. They did put a little more time back on the clock. There's 10.8 seconds left. Mountain Home and Morrilton tied at 52. Morrilton will have the ball. Dillard got the steal after he poked the ball away from Ben. And he had the ball poked away by Ben himself. But unfortunately for Ben, the ball was still too close to the sideline, so it went out of bounds. Morrilton will have possession. And the timeout situation, Mountain Home has one timeout left, Morrilton with two. Now Mount Holmes comes out on the floor. And now Morrilton joins them out on the court. And looks like it will be Dillard triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline in the front court. And again, 10.8 seconds left to play in this overtime period. Dillard inbounds it to Jones in the right corner. Now he's going to go down into lane, kicks out to right. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer in the corner. Good. And now Mount Holmes is going to try to take one last time out. And, well, they're going to have to put some more time back on the clock because they kept letting it run after he called the timeout. Mount Holmes is going to take this last time out, and we'll take it with him. We'll find out how much time is going to be left when we come back. Morrilton leads 55-52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Well, that three-pointer hurt Mountain Home. There's no other way to put that. It was a wide-open shot by Xavier Wright in the corner. He now has 14 points. They put some more time back on the clock. There's 3.3 seconds left, so Mountain Home does have at least a little bit of time to get one last shot off. You know, the wicked thing is that this was college basketball, the way they changed the rules now. I think Mountain Home would be able to inbound it on the sideline a little closer to the half-court line. But high school, they don't do that. So Mount Holmes is going to have to go to inbound it from the backcourt and go the distance. Both teams come out on the floor now, and we got 3.3 seconds left. Mount Holmes trailing Morrilton 55-52 after that three-pointer by Xavier Wright. Luke Cruz will trigger the inbound pass. Now Mountain Home, that was their last timeout. They have none left. Inbound pass goes to Ben. He's going to go into the front court. 1 second, he's going to try to pull up for the three at the buzzer. No good, and we have reached the end of this game. Oh, man, a tough break for Mountain Home. They were up 15 at one point in this game. Ended up losing in overtime by three. We will take a break and come back in just a moment. Start the RVS Bank postgame show. Our final score in overtime. Morrilton wins over Mountain Home 55-52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is